All right. Hello and welcome to the third episode of the 2N Sports Podcast. Got my boy Josh with me today. He's another part of 2N. They haven't met yet. What's up, Josh?
What's up? Excited right. for my first episode.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be talking NBA today. First NBA episode, just like a season preview, going through all the teams, stuff like that. I think Josh is going to take the lead for this one because I don't know as much about the NBA as he does, but I'll try to get my hot takes here and there. So, should we just start with like a division or something? I don't really know.
Yeah. You want to start with ours?
Sure. We can do that.
I mean, the Timberwolves aren't looking too bad, you know?
Bro, Timberwolves.
I think
Timberwolves had a good offseason, low key.
We had a really good offseason, and now Towns hopefully will be healthy with D'Lo.
Yep. Get that pairing
on
the court.
Anthony Edwards in there. Ricky Rubio will be a good mentor for everybody.
Exactly. Bro, Towns and Russell were only on the court together for like what? Like one game last year? Like,
I think so. I
that
think
pick and roll combo
game.
Could be cold, dude.
Bro, our defense is going to be terrible, but our offense is going to be nasty.
Yeah. We need Edwards.
We're going to score like.
Yeah.
150 a game.
We need Edwards to evolve into a good defender, though, because he has that potential, but
he has the body to be a really good defender. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping we'd draft LaMelo, but I don't know. Watching how he's played in the preseason so far, bro, shooting like 3 for 10 from the field, bro. I don't know.
So is both, bro, Edwards and LaMelo.
I feel like all the rookies are doing bad.
Every rookie does bad.
Obi Toppin's been cold, though, bro. Obi Toppin is a steal, dude.
Bro, the Knicks finally did something good.
Yeah, that might have been the first good Knicks draft pick for a while. I mean, RJ Barrett could still be really good, though.
He gets too much hate.
Yeah.
RJ has a ton of potential.
He has tons of potential, bro. All right, so who we got in our division? Nuggets, us, Thunder, Blazers, Jazz.
Thunder are going to be way worse.
I mean, yeah, because they lost CP, but they still got Shai, who's going to be a stud, bro. And they got draft picks for the future. Tons of picks, dude.
Dude, this year I think we're better than the Thunder.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Shai is good. They traded Steven. I don't even know who else they I don't even know who else they have.
Yeah,
Paul's gone.
Steven Adams to the Pels, right? Pelicans got Steven Adams.
Yep. Which I don't think was a good trade because he doesn't really fit with Zion at all.
Yeah, but I don't
Zion
know.
Needs like a shooter. Miles Turner would be great for them.
Yeah. I don't know. The lanky bigs are gaining less and less value by the year, but Steven Adams is still good, though.
Steven Adams is really good. Mm-hmm. He's just like a, I don't know. He needs like shooters around him.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he has that in New Orleans, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't have JJ anymore, do they?
No, they still got JJ.
They still got him? They re-signed him?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good, but he's like a six man, though.
But Lonzo's not great, and
Lonzo's not
Zion's
a shooter,
not great yet. Mm-hmm. I think Zion could be a good shooter, though.
Oh, yeah, I think he could, too, but...
We got to talk real quick about the list. Okay. That ESPN Top 100 list.
Dude, that... I swear, bro, that list has got to be a joke. I mean, once you look at, like, it's predicting this year, it's a little, like, better, but, like...
A little better.
Zion is not going to be the 19th best player in the NBA this year.
No.
Like,
I think Zion could eventually be the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He has the potential, but next year? Come on, man.
Like 19 in the league, bro?
Bro, D'Lo was like 69th or something.
Lonzo was 54, bro.
And Tyler Hero was above him, bro.
And
come on, man.
DeRozan, bro. DeRozan got snubbed the worst of all, bro.
He's like 83 or
82,
something ridiculous.
82, bro? DeMar DeRozan, bro. The guy
I couldn't
who,
believe it.
Dude, he's a superstar, bro. Maybe he's
he averaged
maybe
21
he's,
points last year.
Maybe he's deteriorating a little bit just because of like the team he's on and the environment. It doesn't fit his system. It doesn't fit his role in San Antonio,
no.
You know what I mean? But like, dude, he is not the 82nd best player in the NBA right now.
No,
no way. He's at least top 50. Probably
could,
should be top
bro,
30.
You could ask like the most casual fan in the world and they'd be like, "Oh, DeMar's pretty good. I'd give him like a top 50 ranking at least."
Yeah,
bro,
dude, at
DeMar,
least
DeMar
top 50,
is like
bro.
I think he averaged like 25 or 21, 6, and 6 or something last year, which is like really
bro,
good numbers.
You cannot tell me that Lonzo Ball is going to be 30 players better than DeMar DeRozan this year.
Come on, dude.
And DeMar is if he stays on the Spurs, which is like debatable right now, because I know there's rumors with the Lakers and shit
he
like
might
that.
Get traded.
But if he stays on the Spurs, bro, he is the only weapon there, bro. On offense, like, what other options
Literally.
Do they have? Who did they draft this year?
They got Aldridge.
Who did they draft? The Spurs? Oh, they got Devin Vassell at 11, but like.
Oh, Vassell's good. He's good.
But
he's kind of more of a project, though.
Isn't he more of a defensive player, too?
He's a shooter and a defensive. He's 3 and D.
Damn, Derek Carr just, like, tore his ACL, bro. Aside from the point. yeah, but...
No, but Aldridge is, like, 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, how much is he really going to add? Probably score, like, 17 a game, 18 a game.
Yeah. I mean, he's still the second best player on that team, offensively, so...
I think Aldridge is the second best offensive.
Yeah.
I think overall the second best is probably DeJounte, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually transforming into a stud.
He's good, dude. I think he's franchise. The Spurs got a good future, I think, still.
Yeah. I think they had a... they didn't make many, like... Did they make any big moves in the offseason? Did they sign any free agents at all?
No, I don't think so. They lost Davis Bertans last summer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they drafted our boy from Minnesota, Trey Jones, in round 2, bro.
Did they?
Yeah, they got him.
Hey, I didn't see he got picked up. Okay.
41, like 8th pick in the second round.
It's not terrible. I was thinking second round for him. He could be good. I don't know if he really gets too much time, though.
Y'all should have seen Trey Jones at Apple Valley, bro. He might have been better than Tyus, bro. Like, Tyus.
He wasn't, bro. Tyus at Apple Valley, he was. I remember at a game, a Jefferson versus Apple Valley game, back in, I think I was in, like, I don't even know. But Trey was in, he was an 8th grader.
Mm-hmm.
Playing on the varsity team there,
yeah.
Swear he dropped like 20 on us.
Yeah,
as an 8th grader,
he's cold.
He was torching us. Him and Tyus both cooked us.
Yeah, I mean,
that's when Gary Trent was still there, bro.
Yes, bro, that Apple Valley team was so cold.
It was
bro.
So. That was not a fair team.
That's not fair, bro.
It was so busted. That was like the best high school team I've ever watched.
Oh, easy, bro. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so
I wish I could have seen Suggs and Holmgren play, though. I didn't ever watch them.
I saw them at the, was it Champions Classic when they played Bronny?
Yeah. Oh, see, I watched it on TV, but I wish I could have seen it live, you know?
Yeah, I was there. It was pretty cool.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, so we were in the nosebleeds, and then
my
girlfriend who I was with, she, like, knew a person that, like, worked at the Target Center, so we got, like, third row tickets, bro.
What?
It was nuts. Chet, bro, is a different animal, bro. He's
nasty.
He's literally
He was number one this year to start the year. I don't know what he is now. But
I bet he still is, bro. He's so good, dude.
He's so cold. If he gets some weight on him, he'll be...
He'd actually be insane, bro. All right. Back to...
Yeah, we got to get back to the NBA, though.
What were we talking about? Our division? Thunder? Yeah, I feel like Timberwolves finish above the Thunder. Nuggets?
Nuggets got us topped, I think.
Yeah, I think Nuggets are still better than Timberwolves. I mean, they made it to where? Where last year in the...
Conference finals. The Lakers.
And, yeah, but they didn't.
And Bol Bol is looking monstrous, dude.
Yeah, in the preseason, bro, he looks cold, man.
If they play Bol Bol with Jokic at the same time, I don't think there's any. They need to get him in more because he is really good. He can shoot. He can handle.
Yeah. They still got Jamal Murray. They still got Gary Harris, Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. is a stud. They re-signed, they re-signed Millsap for one more year, and Jokic is, like, a top three center in the NBA, so. They still have a star-studded lineup.
Yeah, the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets finish over the Wolves.
Yeah,
they'll probably win 50 around 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
The Trailblazers.
I mean, they still got Dame and CJ. Like, and Nurkic is back for the full season this year. Hopefully, I mean,
I'm gonna go Wolves over Blazers.
You think so? That's a hot take, bro.
I'm gonna go Wolves over
with Dame.
Only because the Blazers always underperform.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might have to.
Last year, I was thinking Blazers, like, were going to the chip almost. Like, they had Hassan Whiteside, Nurkic, then they signed Melo, CJ, and Dame. Bro,
yeah.
But the problem is, I just don't think CJ and Dame are a good match for each other.
Yeah. I think I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I don't know. They got Roko, who is a stud, bro.
I forgot about Roko.
One of the best, if not the best, 3-and-D players in the NBA. And they re-signed Melo. They got Derrick Jones Jr., which I think was that little savvy pickup from the Heat, bro. Pickup, I mean, Nurkic is back. They got Cantor back also. And Nasir Little, first-round pick last year. I mean, it's
Did
a good...
Did they get Hassan back?
Mm-mm. He's on Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. I'm tripping.
But, I don't know. They got some young stars. I mean, not young stars, but they got some young prospects who could still develop. I mean, they got guys like...
Nasir Little's really good.
They got a lot of, like, role players, too. Like, Rodney Hood... Melo, bro, like Cantor. I feel like they could, like, they got a really good bench. Plus, like, their starting lineup.
I still go to Wolves.
What?
I'm still going Wolves.
I think I'm going Blazers.
Right. So if we who's the pop? Jaden McDaniels. If he plays really well,
he's a stud, bro.
Perfect match for talent.
I think that was the steal of the draft, bro. I think that was the steal of the draft.
Still play really good. Okogie's really good. Rubio on the bench.
Yeah.
Lost James Johnson, tragically. I love James Johnson.
I know. James Johnson. Last year's kind, bro.
Naj Reid is super underrated, too, bro.
Yeah. I think Jaden McDaniels could be, like, the steal of the draft, bro. I think so, too.
I think he's got star potential.
He was, like, the number three prospect coming out of high school.
Yeah, he was super good. He's got star potential for sure.
He didn't do that well at Washington, but he's got to get his mojo back. I feel like he could be a stud, actually.
Yeah, and he's got talents to learn from.
We got him at, what, like 26 or something like that?
I want to say 26, 27, yeah.
Yeah, 25.
Maybe a little earlier than that.
No.
Who did we trade with?
Finding it.
We traded to get that other.
We got him at 28, bro. We got him at 28.
28?
Yeah. Damn. And then we got, what's the guy's name?
Balomaro or something?
Yeah, Leandro Balomaro.
I was very upset with that pick.
I don't know about that one. He's like, he's playing in Europe still. He's playing in Spain, but he's averaging like 6 a game, bro. But he's just like, apparently he's got like really raw potential. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Usually they don't pan out, but I mean, Rubio's a good role player. Rubio's a good six man. That panned out. So. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I suppose they hit.
Yeah. Luka.
Then we got the Jazz.
Yep.
Jazz are going to finish over us, yeah. I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the Jazz like 47 wins.
Think so? You think the Wolves are going to be under 47 wins?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we'll be right around there too. Maybe the Jazz finish like one or two games ahead of us. 48 wins.
See, but there's some drama going on with the Jazz now because you know D-Mitch and Gobert's like relationship was like messed up because of all that COVID stuff with Gobert.
COVID
But now Gobert, they apparently offered him like a max the other day and he denied it and he wants a super max. And apparently he said he's not going to re-sign with them or he's going to look elsewhere if they don't give him that. But I don't.
He's not worth the Supermax.
That's what I
man.
Said. I don't think he's worth the Supermax. I think
I wouldn't give him the Supermax. Supermax can cripple your team unless exactly. You're giving somebody like Giannis, LeBron, yeah. Luka a Supermax is not worth it.
Exactly. And Gobert, like I said with like Steven Adams, like that type of center is deteriorating in the NBA. We saw that with the Rockets last year playing PJ Tucker at center, bro. Like
yeah.
And it can work like.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like, you don't need that big old dude that can't shoot anymore. And Gobert is, like, really good defensively, so it's a little different. But still, I don't know.
Yeah, it is different because he transforms that defense from, like, a 5 to, like, a 10, bro. Like, they're a top 5 defense because of him solely. You know what I mean?
They go from an average defense to, like, one of the best defenses.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Jazz should go rebuild mode, personally.
Really?
I think they have Mitchell. I think they build around Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. I think they build around Mitchell, too. But I think if they do sign Gobert to a Supermax or if they can get him to that max, then I think you got to add just one more weapon and you're in contention. Because they still have Mike Conley, who's still above average point guard in the league, right?
Remember, Bogdanovich signed with them, too.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He was injured.
You got Bojan and you got Joe Ingles, who's literally, like, Jesus on earth. So, like...
Ingles is the best player of all time, no question.
I mean, like... But, like, for real, though, you got weapons there. And if they can add one more... Yeah. I think they got a chance, but
and Mitchell can orchestrate the offense along with Conley. Like you said, yeah. Conley's still good.
I don't know who they would add now though, because they've been rumored with like Beal, but like now he's like staying in Washington because Russ is there. So
yeah,
I don't know who they could go after. Maybe DeRozan, but I feel like he doesn't fit with Mitchell.
I don't know if he'd fit too.
I don't think he fits
know?
With Mitchell. So I feel like they need like a small forward. But I don't know if there's like any good small forwards on the cusp who are like
you know who would have been good for them, Covington. Who,
yeah, that would actually
Covington
be cool
would have been
them.
Really good for
and
them.
And then they could move Bojan from
their,
the 4
like,
to the 3.
Defensive mindset, he can shoot.
Oh, that defense would be unreal, actually.
But that would be nasty.
That defense would be so cold.
What about the – who do you think is winning the chip, I guess? We got to go over that, too.
Okay. This year? Dude, I don't know, bro. I feel like I should say, like, the Lakers.
Yeah.
But
there's a couple teams in there.
Like, LeBron is, like, he's still the best player in the NBA. But, like...
No question. Goat talk, baby.
I mean, like, I don't know, bro. Does he deteriorate a little bit this year? Like, possibly, but I don't think so.
But how long have we been saying that, bro?
I know.
And my man's 36, and he's still playing like that? Come on.
AD's literally...
It's not even fair. LeBron is not a human being.
Dude, he's literally so good, bro. He's the GOAT.
I love LeBron.
I don't know. AD's still like a top five player in the NBA. Like, they no have question. So many good players, bro. And like, their roster.
And they signed Harold Schroeder, traded for Gasol. Their KCP's roster. KCP's back. KCP's underrated, super underrated.
And they got Schroeder, bro.
Schroeder was a huge. They finally have that third person that can get their own shot.
And Marc Gasol, bro. And Montrezl Harrell, bro. Dude, oh my gosh.
They're so good.
That team is stacked, bro. How can they afford all those guys?
It's perfect that they have Harrell because they got a big in Davis already. So imagine like a lineup Schroeder, KCP, Braun, Davis, and Harrell. Because then Harrell can just like, he can be the center, but he can guard like the smaller power forwards maybe.
Yeah, and then coming off the bench, you got Gasol and Kuzma, bro. And Markieff Morris, who's like not even bad, bro. Like,
bro, Markieff in the playoffs was way better. Bro,
he was a clown.
That team is so stacked.
Which Morris brother was the clown in the playoffs, bro?
Their biggest competition is probably the Nets, in my opinion.
Yeah, just because of KD and Kyrie, two superstars. But and the Lakers got DeAndre. The Lakers got that and so much more. I mean, the Nets are a good contender because they have like, they have those bench pieces too, like Caris LeVert and Jared
Allen. That's what I'm saying. Spencer Dinwiddie.
They have the young stars who can like transform into superstars. Plus, they got Kyrie and KD. So like,
yeah. I don't know. They got two good centers, Jordan and Jared Allen.
I think I'm gonna go Lakers though. I think I have to with their roster, bro. Like, I think they go back to back.
I'm going Lakers. LeBron's my favorite. I'm Lakers every year. Well, I'm LeBron every year.
Yeah.
Until the Wolves get good. But
until LeBron joins the Wolves.
Oh, that would be like literally the best day of my life if LeBron came to
the Wolves. Oh my gosh.
I would cry in happiness.
That'd be actually insane. All right.
Well, let's do the Lakers division then, since we're talking about them.
Okay. All right.
We got the Clippers obviously in there too.
Down south. Okay. I think the Suns could actually be good this year, bro.
The Suns are a sleeper.
Suns are...
Bro, the West is so good.
Yeah.
It seems like every team got better, and nobody got worse.
Suns are a big sleeper, though. I feel like no one predicts the Suns to come out on top of this division just because of Clippers, Lakers, Warriors, bro. Like, Warriors. That division is so stacked, dude. Chris Paul was a huge get for them.
I think they're definitely playoff team this year.
I feel like they definitely could be.
And I think they might make some noise. They might go a round or two.
Yeah, I feel like they could. Chris Paul, dude, I feel like he's a perfect fit in that system. And just to develop D-Book, bro, I feel like he's literally perfect for them.
And then they have, so now, I mean, who was their, God, I don't even know who their starting guard was before. Rubio? Was that who it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Ricky.
Yeah. Going from Rubio to Paul, dude.
Yeah, and they got Mikal Bridges keeps improving, bro.
Love Mikal Bridges.
And they signed Jay Crowder, bro. Like, that is a good get in free agency.
Jay Crowder's super underrated.
Guys like Jay Crowder and Covington can make just huge impacts, taking teams from average to get to the championship. Exactly. Those are the players that take teams from like average to super teams, bro. Like,
yep.
And Ayton, bro, former number one overall pick, hasn't really developed as a number one overall pick, but he could, dude. He's not a bad player by any means.
No, not at all.
But
18 or 9.
Yeah, you expect that number one player to be like number one pick to be like a superstar, you know what I mean? Like,
now think about how much space he's gonna have with Paul and Booker out there.
Yeah, that's facts. Dario Saric is still like,
yeah,
a stud,
they're a really good
bro.
Defensive team too, I think.
And who's their first round pick last year?
They have a really high potential for defense.
Who's their first round pick last year? Cam Johnson.
Oh yeah,
I didn't like
that. Wasn't my favorite pick. He played pretty good. But.
Yeah.
Still wasn't. I think they drafted him at like 11th or something.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a reach.
He was barely a first round guy in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how
he
pans
did play
out.
Well.
We'll see how it pans out.
With him at the four, gives Aiden a ton of space. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just still wasn't my favorite pick.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about
the Kings are a sleeper too.
Yeah. Yep. With Whiteside, bro,
could blow up, bro.
I don't know why they were trying to like. There was like rumors that he was going on the trade block early this offseason, bro. I was like, what are you doing, Sacramento, bro? He
could be John Wall, bro.
He's a stud, dude. He's literally a star. He could be
him a lot.
He could be a top five point guard in the game soon. Like,
I think so too. Maybe not next year, but
yeah, but he's gonna be good, bro.
Fox is good, man. The way he runs the floor is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But
he's so watching them in transition is so much fun.
Yeah. But what about, like, Buddy Hield, bro? I'm not too high on Buddy Hield, but...
I love Buddy Hield.
Really?
I love Buddy Hield.
I'm not too high.
I want Buddy Hield to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, I think he needs a trade. I don't think he fits that system with De'Aaron Fox.
No, they played Bogdanovich over.
But it was a good pickup with Tyrese Halliburton, wherever they got him. I know it was a steal, bro. Where was
he? That was unreal.
He was 12, bro. He was a 12. He was a top 5 prospect, in my opinion, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Sliding him at the shooting guard position, like, he's faster than Hield and can get on that fast break more. Like, I feel like a starting lineup of De'Aaron, Halliburton, Jabari Parker, or Harrison Barnes, and then Bagley and Whiteside, bro, that could actually be, like, that could actually do some damage. They should need to figure out that small forward. Bagley's got a ton of upside. Yeah, Bagley, former second overall pick, could be really good, actually. Whiteside... I mean, they got pretty good bench. I mean, whoever, I don't know about their small forward position though. That's a huge.
They still got Bogdanovich, don't they?
Mm-mm. They traded him to where'd he go? It was the Bucks, but then they that trade wasn't completed. I can't remember where he went, bro.
Did he go somewhere else?
Yeah, he went somewhere else. Shoot, I can't remember.
That's gonna kill me now. I gotta find out.
Yeah, just Google it. It was the Bucks, but then they backed out or something. Someone backed out. I can't remember who it was. Someone signed him to a big deal or something.
He's in the Hawks. That's right. Mm. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Kings have an all right bench. They gave Harrison Barnes that big old deal a couple years back, yeah. And I was never a fan of that. Barnes has been one of the most overpaid players for the past 3 years.
Facts. I mean, Jabari Parker is, the same as him. Super overpaid.
I think Parker still has some potential.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I agree with you, but I don't know.
Never panned out, which is too bad. I love Wiggins to this day. He's one of my favorites, but
yep.
I'm glad we got rid of him.
Mm-hmm. It's a good trade.
Whiteside's going to be big, though, for the Kings, yeah. Didn't he average, 3.5 blocks last year or something?
Remember he had that, quadruple-double that – or what was it? Triple-double with blocks or something? Did he have a quadruple-double ever? I don't remember.
Could you imagine that, dude? Getting
10 blocks.
Tripled up with blocks? Come on. That's just ridiculous.
It is actually unreal.
I remember Draymond Green got a triple-double without points.
Yeah.
It was rebounds, assists, and steals, I think.
Yeah. I remember that actually. That was unreal. Actually insane.
Well, Whiteside's going to be big for the Kings, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And then the Warriors.
Yeah, let's talk about the Warriors, bro.
Warriors are a really hard team to gauge.
I know. But with Curry coming back, bro, you feel like they can do anything. Just because he's literally a top 3 player in the NBA when he's playing well. He's a top
No question.
He's unguardable when he's on his game. He's literally unguardable. And Kelly Oubre, with Clay out, bro, Kelly Oubre I think was the best pickup they could have gotten for their system, bro.
Kelly will be huge.
I know. And Wiggins,
you got to think about it Wiseman. Wiseman could be really good.
Yeah.
With the creators Curry and Draymond.
I think that was the perfect pick for them.
I think that was perfect
pick. I was kind of worried they were going to go LaMelo, classic Warrior style, just go for the flashy guy, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
Wiseman's huge.
They got Nico Mannion round 2, bro.
That was a big ass steal, too, bro.
To back up Steph?
Mannion was he was a projected lottery pick at the beginning.
He was a top 10 prospect coming out of high school, and he played really well at Arizona. I don't know why he fell that far.
I don't know why he fell so much either. But I like him. I always liked him.
They actually have a good ass bench, Nico backing up Steph, bro. They got Jordan Poole, Kent Bazemore, Pascal, bro. Pascal is actually a stud, bro.
And who's the their center? Kevon Looney, super underrated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's actually good.
I'm a big Kevon Looney guy. I think he's going to have a really big impact.
You think he could start over Wiseman to start the year?
Yeah, I think he could, just to give Wiseman a little bit more time to learn the system and grow. But I think eventually Wiseman takes that spot, no question. Mm-hmm. Looney's super underappreciated. I think he's a big, big deal for the Warriors.
Yeah, for sure.
But, man, I'm trying to think where I'm slotting them right now. They definitely have the potential to be a number one seed still.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, Curry's unguardable. You can't stop that, man.
You can't.
And then you got Wiseman there. Draymond will play much better this year because he has a way better team around him.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kelly's there. And who else would be? Wiggins, too. We forgot about Wiggins.
Yeah.
They have a lot of scores still.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see them winning the championship? No. Could they win it? Maybe.
They're going to be like the Timberwolves, score a lot of points, but no defense.
Probably the most interesting team to watch this year.
Yeah, for sure. And last team in that division that we haven't talked about, the Clippers. I mean, they still got Kawhi and PG, which are two superstars, I guess. Paul George,
if he plays, they got Serge too.
If he plays like playoff P, then he's not a superstar.
Pandemic P, baby.
Yeah, they got Serge. That was a huge pickup.
Serge was a big ad.
Still have Marcus Morris. Can't hit on that. They got Batum in free agency. Still have Lou Will.
Yeah. The Batum ad is, I think, either going to be a really good sign because he's underrated, or he just won't pan out for them at all.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I don't think they gained too much by adding Serge. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the same level of guy as Montrez, just different play style. Like Serge is more defense and a better shooter, where Arrow's kind of beat you up in the paint type guy.
I mean, they still got Reggie Jackson and PBev, and they traded for Luke Kennard, which is actually a pretty good pickup. Don't tell Daniel.
Luke Kennard is a good pickup, yeah. You see, Crispy Flakes? You know who that is?
Uh-oh.
He's this YouTuber. He's like a diehard Pistons fan. He was crying when they traded him. It was hilarious, dude. And Luke Kennard is not like, Luke Kennard's a good player. He's just not a franchise type guy.
No, he's so not.
Funny. Oh, God. The one thing I will say about the Serge ad is now they have someone to match up with Davis and someone to match up with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of see them as built to beat the Lakers, which isn't a good way to go about things, you know? Like, you want to build your team to win the championship, not to beat a certain team.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the Rockets' downfall always ended up being. I think they were built to beat the Warriors, and they never ended up doing it because of that.
Yeah.
Like, I think you got to build your team to win instead of building them to be better than a certain team.
Right.
Oh, Pat Bev, too.
Yep.
I can't stand it. Beverly's probably my least favorite player in NBA history. He's so annoying. If you watch, Beverly is not that great of a defender.
Really?
He's a good defender, but he just talks so much that, like, you think he's a good defender.
Hmm.
Oh, I can't stand Beverly. Oh, my God. So annoying. My favorite video of him is when he's laughing and pointing to his rear, saying, like, Dame time. Because they eliminated the Blazers, and then they lose in the next round to Nuggets. Yeah. I was so happy when they lost. God. Can't stand him.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you ranking them? I'm going...
What are you saying?
Like, rankings for that division. I'm going Lakers 1. I don't know. Warriors over Clippers? I'm kind of thinking about it.
I think so.
I think I'm going Warriors 2, Clippers 3. Suns 4, and Kings, even though they're a good team, I think they're 5. Yep.
I agree with that order. Same order for me. The Kings, I think, have the potential to be better than the Suns, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really good division. I think that's easily the number one division.
Yeah, this division is literally unreal. I don't get it.
So stacked.
But then some other divisions are just horrible.
Yeah, some of them are so bad. Like this, all of them have at least one good team.
Like the Central and the Southeast have like one star team and then just like crap.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
All right.
What about so let's do the Spurs and the Rockets.
All right.
What division is that?
Southwest with the Mavs. Southwest. Mavs, Rockets, Grizzlies, Hornets, Spurs, or Pelicans. Pelicans now. Shit.
Number one, I'm going to say Rockets. Oh, no.
I think Mavs are number one. Because with Harden, I think Harden's going to be gone. I think he's going to be traded. I think Mavs are number one.
If Harden's gone, then Mavs are one.
I think
if not, then Rockets are one.
Really? I think the Mavs could finish higher than the Rockets, even if they have Harden.
Well, I'm excited to see the Rockets. Because, I mean, look, even if you take Harden out, Wall and
I'm excited to see John Wall back on court, bro.
Those are two top five players in their position a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then Wood is not a bad four either.
No, Christian Wood was a great pickup, bro. That was one of my like highlights of pickups of the offseason, bro. Like they got him on a cheap deal. Pistons just let him walk.
I couldn't believe the Rockets got Wood, man.
He hadn't started. He was like a sixth man for like his whole career until they gave him a chance this year in Detroit this past year. For the second half, he was like top five in like everything for power forwards, bro. Like, he was playing
unreal. He was good. And he shoots, like, I want to say, like, 35% from three.
Yeah, dude. He could actually be, like, a star player, bro.
I think so. And if I think that's kind of – I want to see Harden go just so I can see those people be, like, the stars of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that'd be – yeah, because Harden shoots every possession, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the Mavs, dude.
Mavs. With Luka and Kristaps, bro, they can, like, do anything. And they picked
if
up...
If they stay healthy...
They picked up Jay Rich this offseason, bro. Like, that is
which a, was a big ad, a good I think. Pickup. Was a big ad.
That's actually a good pickup.
Draft is going to hurt to lose, but Jay Rich gets their defense way better. Mm-hmm.
Drafted Josh Green, too, out of Arizona.
I thought actually, he was a steal, too. I had him a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. And Tim Hardaway Jr., I mean, he's average, but, like...
Yeah, he had a good year last year. I think he averaged like 18 almost.
And they got the GOAT Boban, so like they're chilling.
The GOAT,
they're chilling. Who else in that division? Grizzlies. I mean, Grizzlies is just Ja and Jaren. Like,
yeah,
they need them to.
Valanciunas isn't terrible.
I mean, yeah, but like they need them to like be the stars of the team.
Do the Grizzlies have who's that guy the Heat drafted? Winslow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like Winslow. Yeah. He's never been what I wanted him to be, but he's pretty good. Yeah. They have
they drafted Brandon Clark Josh last Jackson, year,
right?
Yeah. Josh Jackson.
He was on he was on Kansas. Got drafted by the
Suns. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't think so.
I thought he was with them. Maybe he got traded. Again,
I think he was.
They picked him up or something.
Yeah, they picked him up. I don't think he's on the team anymore though. But they got Tyus. They got, I mean, one of the dirtiest players of all time.
Tyus is on. I'm rooting for too. I
Grayson
love
Allen, dirtiest player of all time, though. Bro. I mean, they got. All right. I don't know.
Can't stand Grizzlies.
I don't think the Grizzlies are like a great team. I mean, they have Brandon Clark, who was actually a steal last year. He had a good rookie season.
He was a steal. I'm putting the Wolves over the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I think, bro. I think Luka's taking the chip this year. I know it's like the common.
The Mavs.
For the odds at least, but it's. I think it's Luka or LeBron.
For the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Luka could do it, bro. Luka's so good.
Dude, he was averaging a 30-point triple-double.
I know.
Bro. Averaging that, bro.
In the bubble, bro, he was unreal.
Luka almost sent the Clippers home without Kristaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luka has the potential to be one of the best players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is so good. And he's, like, what, 20 years old?
Yeah, he's so good, dude.
It's not fair.
He's so good. And Kristaps is still young and still is a...
Yeah, Kristaps only like 24, 25.
I know.
And Kristaps, dude, you remember how good he was in New York?
Yes, bro. That's what I'm saying. He's a superstar, bro.
If he gets back to that level, I think now he's had what a year to be.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had a year to be fully healthy, but he's had like a year since his ACL now.
I know. They just need him healthy.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, I think he's putting up 23 points per game along with Luka's 30, and they're not losing in fast games.
I can see that for sure. Let's talk about New Orleans.
Spurs are boring. New Orleans has a ton of potential.
I mean, we kind
of
already talked about him with, like, the Steven Adams
trade. Yeah.
Zion, I don't know.
Still, I mean, I'll say, like, I don't know. I think Zion has the chance to go for, like, 24 a game, 25 a game.
Oh, he is.
Maybe not quite this year, but.
Yeah, he has potential to be the best player in the NBA.
Him and B.I. are a really, really fun duo to watch.
Ingram is turning in. Last year, Ingram just turned into a superstar, bro.
Out of nowhere.
I know. Like, on the Lakers, bro, he was like going to be like a career role player, it looked like. But he.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, at the end of the year, he started doing really well, and then he had like blood clots or something, so he had to stop. But he was averaging, I want to say, like 21, 22 after the All-Star break for a couple weeks, and then he had to stop. But I did not think he was going to. Play like he did this year. I think he averaged almost 25.
Yeah. I mean, but Lonzo just needs to know his role. Like, he's not a shooter anymore like he was at Chino Hills in high school. He's got to be a pass first point guard. And if he recognizes that role, they could be a really deadly team. With Bledsoe, too, from the Drew Holiday trade.
Yeah.
I mean, they got weapons, bro. Like, they could be a really deadly
team.
Bledsoe's
like a worse Drew Holiday, in my opinion, so.
Yeah. I mean, but they got – who else did they get with him? They got
George Hill?
They had to get a first round pick.
Five first round picks.
Yeah.
Dude. It wasn't five. I think they got three though. It was a bad trade by the Bucks.
They got the bag from the Bucks. That's what I'm saying.
The Bucks gave up so much. The Pelicans had the best trade this offseason. They got three first round picks, Bledsoe and
George Hill. Yeah.
I don't know.
We already talked about the Spurs with, like, DeRozan, but...
Oh, Lonnie Walker could have a big year. Forgot about him.
Yep. Former first-rounder. I know they still got like Rudy Gay. They got like role players, Trey Lyles. I don't know.
Yeah, I
can't
see them.
Spurs
are just boring. They're boring to talk about, boring to watch. Spurs are just boring team.
Yeah. I can't see them doing anything in this division.
Me either.
I think the Mavs are the number one team. But I think even without Harden, the Rockets still can be the number two team. But I think the Pelicans edge the Rockets if they don't have Harden. I think the Pelicans are the 2 seed. I'm assuming that Harden gets traded. I'm going Mavs, Pelicans, Rockets, Grizzlies, Spurs.
I think the Rockets could be the number one seed even without Harden.
Really?
If their players get back to their old form,
puts up that 25, 8-10 again, I mean, yeah, it's possible.
That's what I'm saying, man. DeMarcus, when he was putting up 25, mm-hmm. 11, and 4.
I mean, it's possible.
So I'll go Rockets, Mavs, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Spurs. And I think Pelicans have a chance to be the number two. I think the top three there, the Rockets, Mavs, and Pelicans can fluctuate in any order, I think. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't be crazy to say.
Yeah. So you think
the Pelicans could be number one or so.
You think the Pelicans could finish number one?
I think so. In their division.
If ESPN
Zion
is right
and
there's
play
Zion
all
ranking,
to their potential, I think they could.
If ESPN is right and there's Zion ranking, I mean, it could totally happen.
I still think that ranking is a little high, man.
It's a little janky.
I don't know. They could do it. They could do it.
They could.
It proved ESPN right, which I wouldn't be happy with, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move them down to last just so. All
right. So we've gone through the West. Now we can move on to the East. What we got?
Let's start with the boring one in the East.
All right. The Central?
Yeah.
All right.
Who you got winning?
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, the Bucks are the only team I see as the team that can make the playoffs in this division.
Yeah. I don't think there's any competition at all.
Yeah.
I mean, Pacers are a bad team.
Pacers could make the playoffs as like a 7-8 if TJ Warren keeps up his bubble numbers, but like, I don't know.
TJ Warren in the bubble was prime Michael Jordan.
Facts. Facts. He was
averaging like 35.
I know. He was cold. I mean, Bulls get they're in rebuild mode. They got Kobe White. They got Zach LaVine, who I think they maybe trade before the offseason's over. And then they got Pat Williams 4 overall. I was kind of questioning that pick, but like,
ooh,
I mean, if they like him, then who am I to question them, right? If they're in rebuild mode, they got their guy for the future. They think so.
Yep.
I mean,
I think they should trade LaVine. I agree.
Cavs are still in rebuild. I think they trade Kevin Love soon.
They need to. Drummond there too is a bad. I don't know why they traded for him.
Sexton and Garland can be cornerstones at the guard position, but
those back to back picks either. I don't know about you, but two like 6'1", 6' guards. Like,
yeah, I don't know why they did that, but they got some good. I think they got a really good steal this year in the draft at number 5 with the Coro, bro. I think he's so underrated. Everyone was questioning that pick, bro, but he's
really
he's easily the best defender in this draft.
No question. Okoro could be like a top 10 defender in the NBA, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
Okoro is really good. Anybody from stud, Auburn actually. I like, but he's really good.
I think he's going to be a stud.
I do too.
But Cavs and Bulls are rebuilding. Pistons traded away Kennard, which you wouldn't expect from a team that's kind of in the rebuild phase.
Yeah.
Trading away,
I don't know
like,
what they
assets.
Are in, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, they drafted Killian Hayes, who I think was actually a good pick. They have Josh Jackson. That's where Josh Jackson is. He's in Detroit.
Oh, yep. That's right.
But they got Jeremy Grant, give him a huge contract. That was kind of questionable for me. I don't know about
me
you.
Me too.
That was a big one.
Go get your bags, man. I'm happy anytime somebody gets paid as long as we're not paying them.
4 years, $16 million a year for Jeremy
Grant. Yeah,
that's
too much.
I don't know.
It's too much. I don't think he's worth that.
They sell Blake, so they could. I mean, Blake by himself could do some damage. They also gave Mason Plumlee the bag, bro. Like,
what?
They gave him the bag, dude. I don't remember
how much they paid.
I'm gonna look it up.
Oh god, Mason Plumlee. Oh no, if they gave him more than $8 million, I'm gonna be so.
It was. They gave him $8 million this year, $8.5 million next year, and $8.5 million the year after that, bro.
I would still not give him $8 million. I would sign him
bro.
For 5 max. There's
yes,
no way he's
bro.
Worth
he's not. He's not a starting caliber center.
No, I'm not paying a center $8 million that can't shoot.
Mm-mm.
And there's not even a start.
He's just a rebounder.
Classic Pistons right there. Bad management.
LeVar Ball's have a good bad coach, them.
I guess. They'd Dwayne Casey's still there, right?
Release LiAngelo. Horrible move. LiAngelo's the GOAT, but...
Yeah, LiAngelo is the best ball brother, no question.
No, but actually, though, LiAngelo Ball is kind of ass, but...
You know Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Jackson told me, like, 3-4 years ago, he was like, LiAngelo's the best brother. Jackson playing. He was like, LiAngelo's the best brother. I was like, what? I was like, Jackson.
I was surprised. I couldn't believe it. I was surprised that he got on our roster because he was, what league was he in? He was in like his dad's league for a while, and then he was just a free agent for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But, God, what was that league?
Man, LeVar manifested that shit, but then he got released like a week later, so that's tough.
Hey, it still happened, you know?
Yep. Did you see that? It was like, I saw a meme on like NBA memes on Instagram. It was like, LiAngelo's only highlights for the Pistons, he was like rebounding for the players, shooting before the game. He was like, he was one of the ball boys, like being the rebounders.
He's one of the ball boys.
Yeah. Like rebounding and passing it back out.
This one video, it was this dude, he walked in. It was the grandpa in the Simpsons. He walked in, put his hat on the rack, turned around, and then walked back out. Like, that's LiAngelo.
LiAngelo on the Pistons. All right, so I'm predicting, I think Bucks finish first, and then the other four I honestly couldn't care less about. I don't think any of them make the playoffs. I mean, Pacers, I think, finish second and could snag the 8 seed or something, but
yeah.
I don't think the other three teams have any kind of a chance of making the playoffs.
None.
And then speaking of relatively bad divisions, we can move on to the Southeast.
Bucks will score. I bet Bucks will get 60 wins, though.
Yeah, I think Bucks are the 1 seed in the East.
Me too. Oh, I don't know. The Nets maybe have
it. I mean, the Nets, but like, let's talk about the Nets. We talked about them earlier. They got Kyrie, they got KD, they got the young pieces, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert. Like, they got young talent.
They have the potential to be unreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
they have the potential to be a super team, bro.
No question, bro. Caris LeVert, he had a couple games where he just looked like so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's kind of a inconsistent player right now, but
yeah.
You see flashes of him being a superstar and having his own team. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks really good. I don't know. I think they, if they all play up to their potential, I think they take it over the Lakers, honestly.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. I think the Nets are, I don't know. I think the Nets are the number one team in that division for sure.
And I think it's them and the Bucks that are the two big guns in the East, too.
In the Atlantic, though, I think if the 76ers do get Harden, I mean, they're going to have to give up Simmons, but that makes them a really good team. But I think
I think they're better if they get Harden.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harden, imagine a pick and roll with Harden and Embiid.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
How are you going to stop that?
Yeah. It's actually
you got nice. What? I mean, I know he's listed at 7 foot now, but Embiid's realistically like 7'2", 7'3".
Yeah.
Embiid is massive. Mm-hmm. And then you got Harden. I don't know. I think that is just dangerous. Mm-hmm. Tobias, they gave him a bad contract.
I don't know. The Celtics, bro. The Celtics still give me that vibe of like they're going to be like very competitive in the East. Even with the Bucks and the Nets.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, Tatum, he's only 21, or how old is he now?
He's only 19, bro. He's still 19. Like,
he could be, like, a superstar in this league for years to come, bro. Like,
you see they listed him at 6'10", now?
Yeah. Dude, he could be so good, bro.
See, I just don't want to say that because I don't want to give other Jackson the satisfaction of saying that.
Yeah. I mean, they still got Kemba. They brought in Jeff Teague. Marcus Smart.
Jeff Teague was a big
still got Langford. I mean, like...
Langford is a good pickup.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are two young stars, bro. Like,
and they have the GOAT.
Taco.
Taco Fall, baby!
And Tristan Thompson, bro.
And Carson Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Carson Edwards is cold,
watching
bro.
Him in the... Who was their first... March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
He was Purdue. So much fun.
What, they make it to the Elite Eight? He's cold.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Who's that? They drafted, what's his name? Peyton Pritchard out of Oregon, like late first round.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pure shooter, bro. That's a good pickup.
I thought that was a good
like
pickup.
Like a JJ Redick type player.
Yeah, that's what I got hit those vibes too.
Yeah.
This is a tough conference, or a tough division.
I don't know. There's those three teams, and then it's just a drop off. I don't see the Raptors or the Knicks doing anything. Knicks are still in rebuild mode. I mean, they have the young assets, but like they're not going to be good for a few years. I mean, Toronto.
They don't have that. Toronto's many, though, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Toronto still has Lowry, Siakam, and Van Vliet, so they could be like competitive, and Anunoby, who's actually becoming like a really good player. But
yeah, he's underrated. But losing Gasol and Ibaka is massive.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Raptors can compete with those top three. So I'm going Nets 1, Celtics 2, 76ers 3, assuming they don't get Harden. If they do, then that puts them ahead of the Celtics, but still behind the Nets. And then I'm going Raptors and then Knicks.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I think if the Raptors got another big, maybe they could finish over the Celtics. But mm-hmm. without Ibaka or Gasol, I don't think there's any chance that they finish higher than either or any of those three teams.
Yeah.
And the Knicks are going to probably have another top five pick next year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Nets are dangerous, man.
We'll see what happens with the Knicks, bro. I'm excited to see what Obi Toppin does. He's one of my favorite. Me too. He was one of my favorite rookies really coming in. And that was a steal at 8, bro. Like that was
a huge steal.
A great pick.
I couldn't believe you fell to them.
Yeah, dude. There was rumors about the Timberwolves taking him 1, bro. Like they really liked him. And if they were going to trade down into like the top 5, like that's who they were going to go for. So like,
honestly, I wouldn't have been too upset with that. If we traded down, I would have been
so down, bro.
And then we get Obi. Obi would be a really good fit next to Towns.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He would be a perfect fit for our offense and our defense. He's a good defensive player. All right, last division. What we got? Hawks, Hornets, Heat, Magic,
Wizards.
This is
a tough one. I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. I still think the Heat are the number one team in this division, even though the Wizards got Russ. But I think the Wizards But the Hawks, bro. The Hawks give me vibes that they're going to be like really good this year.
The Hawks have a ton of good people. But Trae Young has to prove he can win. I mean, they had a ton of good people last year too.
Yep.
I know Capella didn't play a ton, but
they did get Bogdan, and they got and they got Cam Reddish, they got DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, Capella, bro.
I love Reddish.
This team could actually be really good. This is a hard division to predict.
This is a really hard one to.
And the Magic, bro. The Magic were a playoff team last year. But I don't
Magic are always – they're always the 8th, 7th seed, man. The Magic are so – they're another team like the Spurs. They're just boring.
I think the Magic are a 4 seed this year. Even after being a playoff team, I think they're a 4 seed.
The Magic?
No, fourth place in this division.
Oh, my God.
Not a 4 seed, bro.
You think they're a 4 seed?
No.
My God. I was like, what? Imagine Vucevic averages like 33 a game?
Dude, Fournier just goes off, bro.
Fournier starts averaging 30. Oh, God.
I mean, did they put up a fight in the playoffs last year? I feel like I remember them. Like,
yo, they did steal a game against the Bucks.
They stole a game, but I feel like I remember like most of those games being close. Like
the games were pretty close. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, to me, the Magic are like an off-brand Mavericks.
I could see that.
They've got two like European guys that are their best players.
Yeah, but
Vucevic is good,
but just worse. They're like a Walmart version of the Mavs.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad though. I feel like Vucevic, if he didn't have his own team, he'd be a really good second or third guy.
Oh, he'd be
Like if
he's even really good with his own team. Like, but if he was the second or third option, and they're like, imagine him on the Lakers, bro. Like with LeBron and AD, bro,
that wouldn't even be fair.
He would be so good because he would get so much less attention.
I could see if the Wizards like Beal, Westbrook, and then Vucevic, that'd be interesting to watch. I think he would be a good player if he had somebody else.
Yeah,
he'd be really good.
I could see it for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe the Jazz go for him to pair him with Donovan Mitchell,
and then get rid of Gobert.
Yeah.
Gobert.
Defense gets a lot worse, but the offense gets a lot better.
Mm-hmm. But Vucevic isn't even like a bad defender either. So like,
no, he's not a bad defender. It's just Gobert.
Gobert is just like the best defender in the NBA. But I don't know. I think I'm going Heat 1. I'm going Wizards 2 because they do have Russ and Beal. I'm going Hawks 3 over the Magic. Even though the Magic were a playoff team last year, I think the Hawks got so much better with Bogdan, bro. Like, that was a big pickup, in my opinion.
And Gallo. They got Gallinari, bro.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even see that. Yeah, they did get Gallinari.
I forgot about him.
And they still have John Collins, bro. Like, this team could be cold, actually. And then
I might have to put them at number 2 now, bro.
Really? I think they're 3. And then Magic 4, and then Hornets 5. I don't think we have to talk too much about the Hornets. I mean,
they
got LaMelo. Like, fun stuff, cool. Like, they're going to be fun to watch, I guess.
Hayward is not that great of a
Hayward, they gave him the bag, bro. Coming off a just career injury, bro. Like, what are you doing? That was the worst.
What, did they give him $120 million?
That was the worst contract of the offseason for me. Not even close. Already broke worst his contract pinky. Of the offseason. Worse than Miles, or worse than Mason Plumlee.
No question. Bro, oh. I saw that. I was like, what? I thought Hayward was going to get like 20 a year.
I know, bro. Not 30. Max, bro. Hayward. Are you kidding me? That man is not worth that much, dude. Are you kidding me? I remember the last time they gave a small forward
a huge deal.
Who?
Is Batum. And Batum was making like 24 a year.
And they're like the same age when they got signed?
Yep. I think Hayward's better than Batum, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. See, for me, I think the Heat, I don't know. They don't really have that good of a roster. It's so hard to give them number one, but I think they do. Just they have that grit. Jimmy's a good leader.
Yeah.
Bam is overrated and underrated at the same time.
It's hard to put them one. It's hard to put them one because their roster is not as good as like the Wizards or the Hawks on paper.
Yeah.
Like, they're having made the finals last year, I feel like I have to put them at one.
Yeah, I agree. I'll put him at number one. Number two is tough for me, though, because, I mean, I'm a huge Russ guy.
Yeah.
And I think he adds a ton to the team. I think he gets way too much hate. Beal's really good. Bertans is really good.
Mm-hmm.
They have Hachimura.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Bryant, I think, is their center. He's not bad. Ah, yeah. I'll give Wizards two, then.
Okay.
Hawks three, but Hawks are super close to the Wizards. I think they're, like, one or two games away from each other.
I think that's
really
close, actually.
And then I'll go Magic and then Hornets.
This is actually a really deep like five-team division, if you think about it.
It is. It's sneaky deep. It's sneaky deep.
Yeah, it's sneaky good, bro. Like, there's three teams that could get the one seed and no one would bat an eye. Or even four, bro, if the Magic, like, Vucevic goes off, bro. Like, they were a playoff team last year. So, like, it's kind of hard to put them in, like, as the fourth team in this division. But, like, there's three teams that are better than them. In my opinion, you know what I mean?
Like, you look at the Hawks roster last year, and I still think that's a lot better than the Magic roster.
Yeah.
And the Magic still are better than them. That's what's so hard about, like, professional sports. It's so – sometimes you'll have, like, the best roster, and you won't – like, I'm trying to think of an NFL example. Like, when Brady threw 50 touchdowns and they had Randy Moss, they're the best offense, it was crazy. They didn't win the Super Bowl, and they were 15-0 or 16-0.
Even the Bucks this year, bro, like signing Brady and Gronk, like everyone's like, oh my gosh, look at this team. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk, Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, Shady McCoy, and then Tom Brady to top it all off. And
Antonio Brown, too, now.
And they're what, 8-5? Antonio Brown, what, they're 8-5? Like, they're not anything special, and they're not going to do anything.
They're just a good team.
Yeah,
I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. No, I don't know who's going to win.
I don't think
that's that's a different topic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so who do you have winning the title, the Lakers? Who are your... Okay, give me your, like, conference finals.
All right, in the West, I think it's Lakers. Lakers and Mavs, I'll go. But I think... The thing is, though, I think the Warriors and the Clippers have an argument to get in there.
And the Rockets, if they
Rockets
keep
Harden. Could...
Yeah.
There's a couple of teams that could be in it, but I think it's going to be Lakers and then Mavs. And then for the East, I think it'll be Nets and Bucks. The Bucks will lose. So it'll be Lakers-Nets playoffs, or Lakers-Nets championship.
And you got Lakers.
I got Lakers all day, baby. And LeBron's the GOAT.
In 7-6 and what?
King James!
Lakers clean sweep, 4 games.
I'll get Lakers in 6.
Okay, I respect it. KD and Kyrie get a couple games.
Yeah. They'll win a couple.
I think I'm going to agree with you in the East or in the West. I think it's Lakers, Mavs all day. I think they're the two best teams, like, by quite a bit. They're just, like, too much star power on those teams, and the benches are both, like, super stacked. In the East, it's hard, though, bro. I think the Nets make it for sure.
I know.
If they stay healthy.
I was struggling. I was really struggling for this one.
Man, I don't know. If the 76ers get Harden, I would say the 76ers. Me too. That's up in the air. I think I'm going to go Bucks. Giannis just got that big contract. I think he's going to play to that contract. And I think I'm going Nets Lakers finals too. And I'm going Lakers in. I think Nets get him to 7 though. With the Nets roster, bro. I think they get him.
I hope honestly. Game 7s are so fun to watch.
Facts, bro. Game 7.
And a KD and LeBron game 7 finals.
Oh.
That would be so entertaining.
Game seven, tie game, 5 seconds left. KD dribbling up the court, LeBron guarding him.
It'd be Here's a question, though, I didn't ask you. Do you think the Bucks got better?
This offseason?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know, man.
The addition of Jrue Holiday just adds a whole nother level to their team, I think.
Yeah, Jrue Holiday is a big add, but they lost their best bench player.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Mitchell was huge for them.
If they would have got Bogdan, bro, if that trade for Bogdan would have went through, dude, oh my gosh.
I think they were a championship favorite if they got Bogdan.
Yeah, but I don't know. I
don't know if I want Middleton as my second star still.
Oh, dude, I forget about Middleton all the time, bro. Like, a starting lineup of Jrue, Middleton, Giannis.
Lopez is still their center.
Yeah.
Lopez isn't bad. Brooke
Lopez, Giannis, Middleton, Jrue. And Dante DiVincenzo is actually kind of cold, bro.
Super underrated. I like DiVincenzo.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't have much of a bench, but if that starting lineup can play like 30 minutes a game, I think they got a really good chance.
See, that's my problem, though. Like, their bench just, I don't know if they got, yeah, they might have sacrificed too much for Jrue.
That's true. I get where you're coming from because their bench got so much worse, but their starting lineup got a lot better.
George Hill was like their only good bench guy, and then they traded him. They need to be lucky and have somebody develop on their bench.
Yeah.
I think that'll really put them over the edge. If they can get one or two guys to be really good, I think DJ Wilson has some potential in there. Mm-hmm.
Who did they draft this
year? I don't know who else.
Do you know who they drafted?
No idea. Oh, I haven't been paying attention.
Their pick? Oh, they traded it to the Pelicans for Jrue. But their pick was used to draft RJ Hampton, bro.
Ooh! And then he went to the Nuggets. Yo, the Nuggets have Hampton, too.
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. He went to the Nuggets. Pelicans traded him to the Nuggets, yeah.
Dude, the Nuggets might be really good. But either way, if Hampton was on the Bucks, that'd be so big for them.
Yeah. I like RJ a lot, bro.
I do too. I think I couldn't believe he fell that low.
I know, but I don't know. The New Zealand League didn't treat him as well as he thought it would, I guess.
No, it didn't. I still, I'm big on him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got anything else to talk about, or should we wrap it up?
I'm trying to think. I'm happy with the Timberwolves pick at Edwards and McDaniels, except that one dude. I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we think is the steal? And who do we think is going to be the biggest bust?
The steal of the draft?
From this year's draft. I'm going to go, I think, Tyrese for the big steal. Oh, wait, no. Tyrese Maxey's actually my biggest steal.
Yeah, he's actually.
I think that was a super solid pickup. Who got him again? Pick.
76ers.
Yeah, that was a huge pickup. I think he's going to be really good. He has the potential to be like Lou Will, I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro. Like, Cassius Winston at 53, bro. Like, he comes in with that pedigree, bro. Like, he's a leader, dude.
He's a winner.
He's a leader and a winner. But Nico Mannion at 48 too.
That's a big steal, yeah.
I mean, if we're talking first round, then I'm looking at guys like. Even Cole Anthony at 15, bro. Like
Cole Anthony was like a top 5 projected pick.
I think Cole Anthony could be so good, dude. If he gets back,
he's
to
on
that,
the Magic too.
It's just because UNC had such
competition there.
It's just because UNC had such a bad year.
Gosh,
I'm trying to think.
I think he could be. Dang, the Magic, man. Yeah. I forgot they had Cole Anthony.
Yeah, he's actually cold.
Magic maybe do.
My bust, bro. I don't know. I want to say Patrick Williams, but I don't want to judge him before I see him play. You know what I mean?
And I feel like that's the common answer, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone else, bro. Like, I don't know. Maybe a guy like Okongwu at 6. I don't know. With Capella already there, I feel like he doesn't get much playing time.
That's what I was kind of leaning towards him. Because
I think he's a
good player, not a right fit there.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right fit either, but I think he's a stud. I think he's, I don't know. But if I'm going to have to pick a bust, I think I'm going with that. I think he's behind Williams. Like Williams, bro, I want to pick Williams so bad, but I feel like
that's he just didn't get drafted into
it. It's just a common answer, bro. But, like, I think I'm going to go Okongwu. Yeah. If we're going for, like, uncommon answers, I'm going Okongwu. I think he's not the right fit for Atlanta, especially because they already have Capella, who's a star center. Like, they didn't need that pick, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, I thought it was a confusing pick.
Yeah, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, I think I'll go Okongwu too, just because of Capella. If Capella wasn't there, I think it'd be a good pick. But
yeah,
they just don't need him. I don't think he'll get time to develop.
And they don't need him.
It'll be kind of like a Mo Bamba situation, because you remember everyone was so high on Mo Bamba, and then he's behind Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, so he doesn't get any playing time.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. NBA's, I don't know. I don't really like to watch NBA unless it's the playoffs, just because it feels like they don't try. But,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm a diehard Wolves guy. You're a diehard. You watch, like, NBA regular season a lot?
Oh, yeah. I watched I used to have season tickets before I left for Iowa.
Dang,
I would go to, like, almost every home game for the Wolves. That was when we were bad, too, bro. This was before Towns.
It's like the Wayne Ellington days.
Before Towns, bro. I had season tickets since then. And, oh, my God. It was Wiggins' first year. Yeah. And we were so bad. Oh, Wiggins was the only. That's why I love Wiggins so much, because I just saw so many bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see Wiggins actually playing well.
Yeah.
It was the only bright spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough year.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got. That's an NBA season preview. My boy season Josh. Preview, baby. We'll have some more podcasts coming out soon, I'm sure. We'll get some NFL ones going. We'll get some MLB ones going. We'll figure it out. I guess that's all we got. Thanks for listening. Peace out.